terms of the reality, unfortunately, the reality is that while there's been huge progress made in the fight against AIDS, there still remains a huge amount more to do. Every minute a young woman's infected with HIV, and AIDS remains the biggest burden of disease here in South Africa and in many other African countries. And we know that worldwide, it's thought to be the biggest burden of disease among women in the ages 25 to 44. That's according to a recent paper coming from the WHO 2010 Global Burden of Disease. There's still huge numbers of people in need of antiretroviral treatment who don't have access. And there's a very unequal picture across countries. So while some countries have done well in improving access, some countries have done much less well. Access remains very, very poor.
What is the example of one country who is doing very, very well in the fight against AIDS and a country who is doing poorly?
If we look at countries that are doing well, here in South Africa, where we are based, there's been a huge scale-up over the past 2 or 3 years in particular, reaching, we think, around 2.4 million people initiated on antiretroviral therapy. It's been a huge achievement. It's not without gaps, but it's a country that's shown a lot of commitment to the fight against HIV. Recently, we as MSF have spoken out about some weaknesses in the program, one of which is the supply chain. And we've identified that in a lot of places around the country, there have been stockouts of essential medicines. In terms of countries that have done less well in terms of the fight against HIV and AIDS, we could take perhaps the example of DRC, where it was estimated in a paper in Science in 2012 that only about 12% of people in need of antiretroviral therapy actually have access to it. The job of getting the medicine to the people who need it really has not been done in some places. You know, we know that in most countries in the world as a whole, new HIV infections are coming down. But in some countries, they're actually going up. An example of such a country is Lesotho. Has one of the highest adult prevalences of HIV anywhere in the world, and we think the new infections in the country, unfortunately, are rising.
Why is HIV/AIDS rising in Lesotho? For instance, your film series does point out that pregnant women don't have the access that they once had to antiretroviral therapy.
In Lesotho, in general, we think that the access to antiretroviral treatment, the most recent estimate we have, is that just over 50% of people in need of antiretroviral therapy actually have access to it in Lesotho, which is less than previous estimates suggested. We don't know exactly why that is, but there is a number of things in Lesotho that are not moving in the right direction. So, for example, it's thought that maternal mortality in Lesotho is also rising, and we know that within the HIV program in Lesotho, some of the outcomes that are achieved could also be improved.
What needs to take place on the local level to help give people better access to antiretroviral therapy?
In terms of how people in communities get access to treatment, we as MSF think that there's a number of community models that are very important in that. So firstly, prevention. Testing and counseling is a very important part of prevention because people need to know their status in order to be able to adjust their behavior appropriately. So extremely important that we continue to expand testing and counseling. And what we see from our experience on the ground is that a traditional medical health center or hospital focused model is not always the best model for managing people and for those people to do well. Models such as community art groups, treatment clubs, where people living with HIV become experts in the condition, work with each other, also make the experience of living with HIV more convenient, so taking care of trips to collect medicine for each other, to reduce the amount of time spent going to clinics. Those kind of models we think are very, very important and have been taken up by a number of countries in the region.